Welcome to the Little Tokyo Little Podcast in English on this Memorial Day, May 25th, 2020. We really wish we could gather at the Japanese American National War Memorial Court at JACCC to commemorate this day with our community. As we continue to shelter safely in place, we join you in honoring and remembering the sacrifices of our soldiers. For English, dial
857-385-7066.
日本語の方は
857-385-7119
Para español, marca 857-385-7750.
Hi, my name is Scott Oshima, and I will be your host for the Little Tokyo Little Podcast, a special podcast from your Little Tokyo friends and neighbors. Brought to you by the Japanese American Cultural and Community Center and Sustainable Little Tokyo, in partnership with Tuesday Night Project and Rafu Shimpo. Have a stretch, hear haiku poems, listen to songs by local musicians, and hear cute local news, all made just for you. Join us for a new episode every 2 weeks. Let's get started with Radio Taiso, or Radio Exercises, with pianist Makiko Hirata. Follow Makiko's instructions, or just have a light stretch in any way that is comfortable for you. Stand, sit, or just enjoy the music.
Here we are. It's time for Radio Taiso. First, stand tall and stretch your whole body. Ready? One, two, and back down. Stretch your back. Next, arms and legs. One, two, three, four. Arms to the side and bend the knees. Repeat once more. 3, 4, 5, 6. Now arms revolving. First one way, then the other. Arms outstretched. Repeat once more. 1, 2, 3, 4. Legs spread out. Now the chest. Swing the arms to the side and slowly up again. 5, 6, chest spread widely. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Next, arm bends. First the left and back again. Then the right and back again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now forward bend. With rhythmic bounces, bend 3 times. Then hands on your hips, bend backward, then up again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now swing your arms and twist your body. Left, right, then diagonally to the back. And once again. Right, left, right, left, 5, 6, feet together now, arms and legs, arms up, arms down with strong, sharp moves, up, arms down, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, now feet apart, bend forward twice toward the left foot, then up and open wide, next down to the right, and back up again. Once again, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now rotate your whole body. Stretch the arms to their full length and make a full circle. And the same thing the other way. Be sure to stretch those hip muscles. 5, 6, feet back together and now jump. One, two, three, four. Open, close, open, close. One, two, three, four, five, six. Arms and legs. One, two, three, four. Arms and knees moving together. One, two, three, four, five, six. And we end with deep breath. Slowly in and slowly out. Five, six, and one more time. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Good job.
Thank you, Makiko. Now welcome Kenji Liu, reading a haiku from our Spacious Solidarity Haiku Challenge. These haiku poems are submitted and written by people just like you.
This week's haiku comes from Phyllis Murakawa, from a series written for friends who were among 3,700 people quarantined for 2 weeks in February on the Diamond Princess cruise ship off the coast of Yokohama, Japan. In the end, 712 tested positive for coronavirus and 13 died. She writes, "A serendipity ocean cruise, sunshine, waves, and suntan lotion. An unwanted foe appears." This is a modern haiku with traditional elements, such as seasonal references and the twist or cutting through which two images or ideas are juxtaposed. The first two lines give us the brightness and ease of an ocean cruise. There is a pause, after which the tone shifts, concluding with an unwanted foe that contrasts against the sunshine, waves, and suntan lotion. The haiku once again. A serendipity ocean cruise. Sunshine, waves, and suntan lotion. An unwanted foe appears.
Thanks, Kenji. Now's your chance to get creative while staying at home. Submit your original haiku to the Spacious Solidarity Haiku Challenge by emailing haiku@jacc.org. That's haiku@jacc.org, or texting or leaving a message at 626-789-5269. That's 626-789-5269. And be sure to include your name and city. Now, here are some of the latest news updates and some cute local stories from our very own 117-year-old Rafu Shimpo Daily News. Remember that these are only recorded once every 2 weeks. For the most up-to-date news, please check out rafushimpo.com or contact Little Tokyo Service Center at 213-473-3030.
Welcome to Rafu for You, a partnership of the Japanese American Cultural and Community Center, Sustainable Little Tokyo, and the Rafu Shimpo. This is Mikey Hirano Kolros of the Rafu Shimpo, and I hope this podcast finds you very well and safe at home. It's May 19th as we're recording, and before we get into today's main topic, a quick follow-up to a story we featured in our last installment. Gist Cafe in Little Tokyo, which had been offering a very popular chashu combo that quickly sold out, currently has a chashu hash skillet available. You can find more information by calling Gist Cafe at area code 213-792-2116 or visit them online at JISTCAFE.com. Each year, the Rafu Shimpo publishes a special supplement that celebrates the high school and college graduates in our community. Well, obviously this year is a bit different with graduation ceremonies being canceled due to the ongoing pandemic. However, we here at the Rafu are going to do our best to make sure that these graduates are recognized for all their efforts. If you know of a graduating senior from high school, college, or postgraduate studies, please send their name and school into the Rafu. You can email the information to rafugrad, that's R-A-F-U, grad, at rafu.com. One of the outstanding members of the class of 2020 is Tori Nishinaka Leon. The LA native and graduate of Franklin High School and Occidental College last week earned her doctor's degree in optometry from Western University of Health Sciences.
There's a flood of emotions. I don't know how to describe it because it's a little bit of everything. I feel wonderful and amazing, but then again, I feel uncertain because of with everything going on. I'm on cloud nine at the same time because I know it'll all be worth it very soon. And I'll be able to do what I really want to do, which is be in the exam room and working directly with patients and helping whatever quality of life, visual demands they need fixed. And yeah, I'm loving it. I'm glad I'm out of a textbook and now in clinic where I get to laugh and hang out with my patients. So it's going to be awesome.
Many may remember Leon as the 2014 Nisei Week Queen, and like students across the country, she was disappointed that in-person ceremonies were not held. However, the circumstances have not diminished the value of her achievements, nor of the support she has received along the way.
Graduation happened last week, and although it wasn't anything that we all expected day one of optometry school, it was all virtual. But there's a silver lining to everything because where I was only probably allotted maybe 10 or 12 tickets for people to come, anyone who wanted to could join in with the link. And that was a real special thing because I know people kind of tuned in when they could, or it wasn't just like, I guess, a celebration of me getting my diploma. It was really, for me, a nice moment for anyone who directly had a hand in me being there as like their accomplishment too. It was a congratulations to basically the village that raised me, because I definitely did not do this alone. It's not just the people around me who had like a hand in where I am today, but just like thinking back at my great-grandparents and grandparents and all the sacrifices that they had to make to even give me the luxury of having a dream, letting alone being able to go after it and then accomplish it. I mean, some of them had to sacrifice a lot just to put food on the table or survive. And they weren't afforded the opportunity to even have a dream, let alone go after it, because they had obligations keeping them. So I'm just feeling really grateful for everyone that has been a part of my life, and all of this definitely is thanks to them.
That'll do for this time around. Remember, you can send the names of your graduates to rafugrad@rafu.com. Thanks for listening to Rafu for You, and until next time, do take care.
Thanks, Rafu Shimpo. Once again, remember, for the most up-to-date news, please check out rafushimpo.com. That's RAFUSHIMPO. Or contact Little Tokyo Service Center at 213-473-3030. Now lean back, relax, and listen to some music and a message from one of the many wonderful musicians in our community. These songs were recorded just for you, Little Tokyo. Today, we are sharing two songs by Joyce Kwon called What About My Age and Little Bird.
Hello, I'm Joyce Kwon, and I sing and compose, and I play a couple instruments. I was born in Korea and raised in Pasadena, but Little Tokyo is a place close to my heart, too. I thought some of you may be bored at home, so I recorded this first song especially for you. My grandma and her friends in Korea used to sing and dance along to this hit Korean song, and the title translates to something like, What About My Age? Or, What's Wrong With My Age?
Yeah, 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 내 나이가 어때서 사랑에 나이가 있나요? 마음은 하나예요, 느낌도 하나예요. 그대만이 정말 내 사랑인데. 거울 속에 비춰진 내 모습을 바라보면서 세월아 비켜라 내 나이가 어때서 사랑하기 딱 좋은 나이인데 야야야 내 나이가 어때서 사랑의 나이가 있나요 마음은 하나요 느낌도 하나요 그대만이 정말 내 사랑인데 눈물이 나네요 내 나이가 어때서 사랑하기 딱 좋은 나인데 어느 날 우연히 거울 속에 비춰진 내 모습을 바라보면서 세월아 비켜라 내 나이가 어때서 사랑하기 딱 좋은 나이인데 사랑하기 딱 좋은 나이인데
The next song is one I wrote borrowing bird sounds from a Korean folk song. I accompany myself singing on the traditional Korean instrument gayageum. And with this song, Little Bird, I wish you well. You're in my prayers, and I hope you all stay safe and healthy.
Little bird, what have you come home to find? Sweet memories lingering in the breeze In fields of foxtail tall and lithe little bird Flying across an endless sky In reverie you forget the things That made you leave in search of life. Oh, I hear your song, longing for a time gone by. Clear melodies above the trees as you sing of hope and fly.
Thanks again to our incredible community musicians. And now we want to hear from you. Call us to submit your haiku poem for the Spacious Solidarity Haiku Challenge. Let us know what song you want to hear next, or share a message with Little Tokyo friends and neighbors. We'll share some calls and requests on the next podcast episode. Give us a call at 626-789-5269. That's 626-789-5269, or email Alma at aguzman@jacc.org. That's AGUZMAN at JACCC.org. To end today's episode, here is Chester E.K., our senior advisor at JACCC and the lead instructor of Ukes for Little Tokyo, a program that provides free ukulele instruction to Japanese and Japanese-American older adults.
Hi, everyone. How are you? Today, I'm sharing a song called Bara ga Saita, which translated to Rose Bloomed. This song was written by singer-songwriter Kuranosuke Hamaguchi in 1966, performed by Mike Maki. It was also adopted as anthem for a high school in St. Petersburg, Russia in 1993. I hope you enjoy this song. Now let's sing together. Number 18. Bara ga saita, roses bloomed. Bara ga saita, bara ga saita, makka na bara ga. Samishikatta boku no niwa ni bara. Tatta hitotsu saita bara, chisana bara de. Samishikatta boku no niwa ga akaruku natta. Bara yo, bara yo, chisana bara. Itsumademo soko ni saitete okure. Bara ga saita, bara ga saita, makka na bara de. Samishikatta boku no niwa ga akaruku natta. Bara ga chitta, bara ga chitta, itsu no mani ka. Boku no niwa wa mae no you ni samishiku natta. Boku no niwa no bara wa chitte shimatta keredo. Samishikatta boku no kokoro ni bara ga saita. Bara yo, bara yo, kokoro no bara. Itsumademo koko ni saitete okure. Bara ga saita, bara ga saita, boku no kokoro ni. Itsu made mo chiranai makka na bara ga. Itsu made mo chiranai makka na bara ga.
Thank you for listening to the Little Tokyo Little Podcast. Check back every 2 weeks for new episodes made just for you. This podcast is brought to you by the Japanese American Cultural and Community Center and Sustainable Little Tokyo, our community partners, Rafu Shimpo and Tuesday Night Project, and our generous funders, the Kresge Foundation and the Andrew W. Mellon Foundation. We are wishing you all health and happiness from our homes to yours. This is Scott Oshima signing off from the Little Tokyo Little Podcast. Talk to you soon.